Let's uproot two traditions that have hindered people in receiving their healing from God. And we're going to talk about Paul and Job. We're really going to fly fast. But you'll get enough in order to uproot the things you've heard that are not true. Now, Paul's thorn is talked about in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. You know what a theory is, don't you? Theory is a supposition based upon no facts under consideration. And there are a lot of theories about Paul, a lot of theories about his thorn that are not consistent with Scripture. Now, if we get the Scripture together, we're going to be able to shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. When you look down at verse 7, this is the testimony of Paul himself. He said, "And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of revelations there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." This teaching is sometimes difficult for me because I've taught it for so long, I forget what the tradition is. What is it people are thinking that's all wrong? I have a document, a couple paragraphs by a gentleman who was not correct according to the Scripture. I read it this afternoon just so I'd know what is the relevant theory. When you find the truth, you get the truth in your spirit. Theory dissipates. Theory disappears. Now, the theory is that Paul had a sickness or disease, probably an eye disease named ophthalmia, and that he asked God to heal him. God said no. That's the theory. Now, Paul tells you that he had a thorn in the flesh. That's an interesting expression. It's an Old Testament expression that Paul picked up. Look at Numbers 33:55 and keep your finger right here. We'll be right back. A thorn in the flesh is never a disease. It's always a group of people. It's an expression used several times, thorn in the eye, thorn in the side, prick in the eye, prick in the side, used several different ways in Scripture. Never used of a disease. It's always a group of people. It's identical to an expression that we use today. We'd say she was a pain in the neck. Well, you didn't really mean she gave you a pain in the neck. You meant she was irritating you. And that's all this means. It's a messenger was given to Paul that irritated him, that tried to throw him off course. Now, you'll find that expression, verse 55, chapter 33 of Numbers. It said, "If you will not drive out the inhabitants," we're talking about people, we're talking about inhabitants of the land, "from before you, then it shall come to pass that those which you let remain," those people you let remain, "shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides and shall vex you, harass you, torment you, antagonize you in the land." It's talking about people. You will never find this expression used of sickness and disease ever. Now, we could close our case right there. Let's look at it again in Joshua 23, because it's used several times in the Old Testament, always of people. My little knowledge goes a long way, doesn't it? Verse 13, chapter 23 of Joshua said, "Know for a certainty." Know for what? "The Lord your God will no more drive out any of these inhabitants from before you, but they shall be snares and traps unto you, scourges in your side, thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which the Lord your God hath given you." There's those same expressions. It's found again in Judges 2:3. You can look that up yourself, and I think it's one time in the Psalm. So the first thing we want to do is eliminate that a thorn in the flesh could be a disease. A thorn in the flesh is someone who antagonizes you, harasses you, is always on your case. And then it tells us that, lest we be confused, the thorn in the flesh was a messenger of Satan. Now, a messenger is not a disease. If you send a disease, you have to send a person with the disease to deliver it. This is a messenger. This word is angelos, A-N-G-E-L-O-S in the Greek. It's used 188 times, 181 times translated angel, 7 times translated messenger. It's always a spirit being or a personality. It's never a disease. Cannot be translated disease. Neither thorn nor messenger can be translated disease. You stretch the Scripture and cause it to snap, because it is not and cannot be, through those two words, a disease. It is a messenger of Satan. Now it says, "Lest I should be exalted above measure." Here's the interesting thing. One gentleman told me that he had Paul's thorn and that the Lord wouldn't heal him. And I just wondered, you know, I can be a smart aleck. I wasn't with him. I was very kind. But Paul's thorn was because of all that he knew, because of the abundance of revelation. Now, I'm going to tell you, there's not anybody here that's qualified for a thorn. You do not qualify. That's just the case. Paul knew more than anybody alive. He understood from the cross to the throne of heaven a revelation that no man had ever understood before. He so fully understood it that Satan's trying to railroad him, get him aside, knock him out of the ballpark, and quiet this message so that it's not put out there. And if you're going to have a thorn, you have to have at least that much revelation. So a thorn's not a disease. If it were a disease, you don't have enough revelation to merit it. That's interesting, isn't it? Now it says Paul was filled with pride. Here's the problem I have with that. You see this verse down here where God said to Paul, verse 9, my grace is sufficient? Listen to me. It doesn't say grace is insufficient.